Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to talk about a whole new way of thinking about thriving. And the reason I want to talk about it is because recently I've stumbled into a whole new way of thinking about thriving. And thriving is a word I've loved for years. I ran trainings for many years called Learning How to Thrive, where I would work with groups and we would look for that space of thriving in ourselves and how we could live from it more and more of the time. And that training evolved into another training called Time to Thrive, which was more sort of a retreat type feel, where we would really take the time to look at thriving, get a deeper understanding of thriving, and experience thriving. But when a coach asked me recently what thriving meant to me, what I thought thriving was, I noticed myself describing it as a result, as that, well, you know, you're thriving when certain things are happening and when there's an aliveness and there are certain situations where it's easier to thrive and there are certain conditions under which it's easier to thrive. So we were talking in the context of developing a business where everybody thrives. And I was very excited about going to the coach and looking at my business and going, okay, how do I create this business in a way that everybody who works with me thrives and that I thrive? And what was funny was I was so excited about this. And I had all these ideas about, well, if we set things up this way financially, and if we set things up this way in terms of time management, and we set things up this way in terms of putting the right person in the right job. And the coach just asked me again, what do you think thriving is? And I said, well, it's an experience. And they said, well, where do you think experience comes from? And I felt like a first grader, because if you follow my work at all, you know the correct answer is thought. And they said, well, does it look to you like thriving, the experience of thriving, could be anything more than thought? My inner dialogue was like, oh, crap, they're right again. But actually, it was like, wow, that's true. We cannot have an experience that is not made of thought. We cannot have an experience that is made of anything more than thought. It's not made of thought plus circumstance. It's not made of thought plus personal history, because personal history is thought. We feel thought. We experience our thought-created worlds. And so, if thriving is an experience is made of thought, then thriving can only be thought, which means it's something inside me. It's not anything to do with anything we do or don't do on the outside. And in a heartbeat, my whole way of thinking about thriving changed, and my whole way of thinking about creating a business where everybody who works in the business thrives changed. Because I started to see, no, the question is, what kind of business could we create from thriving? If we all spent more time in that place inside us that is always thriving, what kind of a business would we design from there? How would we do business from there? Which jobs would we choose from thriving? Which jobs would we decide not to take from thriving? If thriving was not to do with our income, which clients would we want to spend time with from thriving? Which clients would we not be interested in working with from thriving? And then I started to look outside of business and into my marriage. What kind of a marriage would I have if thriving was the default, if thriving was in me, not in my relationship? How would I relate differently with my wife? What kind of a relationship with my kids would I have if I came from thriving, if I started with thriving. So it would be a thriving relationship, not because of what was happening, but because of how I showed up, the place inside me I showed up from, what kind of relationship would get created from that place. And I gotta tell you, even now, that is an incredibly exciting, and it's not a word I usually love, but empowering thought for me. When you find that place in you that is already thriving, that aliveness in you that you are made of, that intelligence in you that you are made of, that creativity in you that is ever present, that electricity in you that is always running through you like electricity through a wire. When you are in touch with that thriving, what kind of a life will get created? Moment by moment, day by day, month by month, and for the next 20, 30, 40 years. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.